It was close to midnight. Rain-laden wind hissed through the scrub forest, carrying with it salt spray from the thundering seas. Beside the guttering embers of his little fire, Abrach had dozed off, still holding the badger's head. At the front of the otter crew, Sure Dog pointed with his lantern, hurrying forward.
There they are, mates!
Little Stug reached his father first.
I bring them, father!
Abrach patted the youngster's paw.
You're a good old scout. Oh, some beast kept me out from under this giant's head. My limbs are gone asleep on me from holding his weight.
Willing paws assisted him upright. Sure Dog shook his head as he viewed the injured badger.
Great seasons! Look at the mess the poor creature's in. I fears there ain't much hope for him. I never set eyes on a wound bad as that.
Stug caught sight of his mother and tugged at her paw.
Is a giant striped dog gonna die, Mama?
Abrach's wife, Marinu, nodded at Sure Dog's grandma, Soch.
Not if we can help it, Stug. Come on, crew, get some warm blankets around that badger and strap him to a stretcher. Easy now, don't jolt the poor beast too much.
Every beast knew that Marinu and Soch were the best healers in all the southeast. Stug grinned broadly. Now that he had succeeded in his mission, he proceeded to take charge of the situation, striding about and issuing orders.
You all hear my mama? Pick that straight dog up. Careful.
Marinu was about to pull her son to one side when Abrach murmured to her,
Let the young'un be. He did well tonight.
As the otter crew manoeuvred the huge badger onto the stretcher, Sure Dog gave a surprised bark.
Blood and thunder, look at that!
Beneath the injured creature, a mighty bow and a quiver of long arrows lay half-covered in the loose sand and pine needles. The badger had fallen backward upon the bow, his hefty bulk breaking the weapon in two pieces. One jagged half was stuck into his hip. Marinu halted the bearers until she and Soch had extracted the splintered yew-wood. The big fellow grunted faintly as they padded and dressed the wound. Stug jumped up and down triumphantly.
He's been alive! The striped dog making noise!
Old Soch looped the birch bark quiver over Stug's head. It scraped the ground. The arrows were taller than he. Soch shooed the young one aside.
Aye, mayhap he is. Now you carry those and stay out the way.
A score of otters bore the badger off on a litter of pine poles, sailcloth and rope, padded with dead grass and soft moss. Stug stayed behind with his father and Sure Dog to bury the dead badger. It was only a shallow grave, but they found slabs of rock to top it off with. Abrach wedged the two pieces of broken bow, with the string still joining them, into the foot of the grave. They would serve as a marker. All three sea otters gazed down at the sad resting place. Abrach shook his head.
Poor old beast, we don't even know what name he went by. He looked weak and small. A badger that age should have spent out his seasons resting in the sun. I wonder what kin he was to the big un. Maybe his father.
Stug pressed his face against Abrach and wept. He could not imagine any beast losing a father. He sobbed brokenly.
Someone's father like that.
Sure Dog looked up from smoothing the earth around the stones.
Only beast I knows who kills like that is Ragabal.
The name struck fear into Abrach.
Ragabal? Has he been here?
Sure Dog stood upright, dusting off his paws.
While you and Stug were gone, Ruff the Grey Seal visited our halt. He saw the sea rat's ship wrecked on the rocks further north up the coast. Ragabal and about 50 vermin crew came ashore. They headed down this way, but pickings are scarce on this northeast coast, so they probably marched inland. They ain't got a ship anymore. I was just rousing our crew to search for you and Stug when the young'un comes running to tell me you need help.
Sure Dog took one of the straps on Abrach's basket.
Let me help you with this, mate. 'Tis a good haul.
They set off back to their halt, with Stug stumbling over the quiver of long arrows. Abrach shrugged philosophically.
It's a bad spring, cold and stormy. Let's hope summer's a bit better when it comes. At least we won't have Ragabal and his villains to worry about. I suppose we should count ourselves lucky, really.
Young Stug hitched the arrows higher on his back. They still dragged along the ground as he muttered aloud.
More lucky than the poor straight dogs, I suppose.
A brief smile crossed Shaw Dog's weathered face.
That young'un of yours is growing up quick, mate.